about that. They go around to these business people and assess them.
Tell them they have to, they
got to do this, and they got to do that, and got to do the other.
Got to do so much.
Now, they told us up there this morning that we had to pay 50 cents a month. We had to. I said, wait a minute. No, we ain't. In other words, I ain't going to sign my name on nothing except my check. And I said, this kind of business of giving you a right to do whatever you want to do with my money. No, sirree, that ain't going to come, that ain't going to get right that way. I said, I ain't going to give you authority to take 50 cents a month out of my pay. I said, no, sirree. If I just give you a authority to take 50 cents, first thing you know, you'd be taking $50. Mm-hmm. And I says, I don't believe in this here United Way no how. I says, there's too many of them that's all they're waiting on, is that United Way.
Yeah.
There's been two of them, black and white.
Yeah.
And there's some white just as dirty as some colored people.
Oh, yeah.
Just as dirty. And if some of them ain't worth the salt that goes in the bread. And I know that.
Well, did anybody go along
with it? Nobody went along with it.
Anybody back you up?
About 100 men.
Oh, really?
100 men said, no, you ain't gonna take no money out of my pay.
Oh, really?
You ain't gonna take nothing. You ain't gonna say, well, you gonna... You, I got to have so-and-so out of your pay. No, sir. All of them held up for it. Even to the colored people.
Oh, really?
Even to the colored people working out there. They said, why them black niggers? That's what he called them. Them black niggers ain't a bit better than I am. They can work as good as I can. And said, they ain't gonna get my money. Said, I know what they want. They want where they can buy them some beer and some wine. They ain't gonna take my money and buy no beer and wine. Anybody buying the beer and wine gonna be me. But says, I don't drink it.
Did they say that?
Huh?
They say that.
Yes, sir. They told the man that. Said, they ain't gonna drink up my money. And I said, no, they ain't about to drink money neither.
What did he say?
Oh, man, he hung hard around there all kind of ways. He doing no good, though. Nobody else ever looked at
him.
Yeah. They had a picture showing these here kids well beyond in Africa and well over yonder, Turkey and whatnot, about them starving to death.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't bring them in this world. All that bunch of old dad did. And in other words, we ain't supposed to take our money and send it over there for them. Spend the money here. Don't send it over there. Ain't that way you believe in it?
Yeah.
Ain't no sense in
Yeah, but you can't tell them that.
No, you can't tell them that. You can't tell them nothing. They know it all.
Yeah, they know it already.
They know it already.
They just wait for you to come around to them.
That's all they're waiting on. You to buck up and say you ain't going to do so-and-so. Well, I ain't going to do it. I done told them so.
You have a meeting every morning?
No, we just have one every once in a while. There's always somebody coming in there on that. They know they can't do nothing. They said that the city of Gainesville went 100%. And DOT didn't go but 6%.
How much?
6%. And DOT didn't go over 6%, but City of Gainesville went 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, look how many they work at the City of Gainesville. They must work 3,000.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And look what they pay them. Why, there's some of them coons up there make three times as much money as I do and ride around a good truck all over town. But I don't get to ride around all over town, a good truck.
I didn't know that. I didn't know they paid that well.
Yes, sir, they sure do. They pay big money over there. Mm. You hold it now.
Well, it depends on who you work for then, Dion, how much you make. Work for the county.
But the thing about it is, though, you and everybody can't work for the city of Gainesville. I can't. I tried to get a job in the city of Gainesville for a long time. Well, I see one fault already. That hole wasn't that thimble out there, ain't big enough. Little bitty hole.
Oh, really?
I don't know how it got that little, but looks like there's a passage back this side of it. Ooh, it could have been bigger than that. We're going to check the draft on that, huh?
Okay.
In other words, give me the forearm up there and give me that elbow over there.
Okay.
And I'll get it in there. Go over this ladder to him. I want to pile it. Put the right here. Gotta do my cutting. Imagine down below. I don't know yet what I'm gonna do yet. I don't like the way that here does, so I'm gonna have to do it different.
Let me tell you, Jay, huh? Let me see.
I'll get it. We'll get it. Now you think you stepped that, bend that heater all in.
I'm not going to step on it.
I can get that up there. I ain't worried about
it. Oh, is that right?
You can bend that heater right on down in there. I can get that up there. I ain't worried about that up there. But what I'm going to try to do is see if I can cut the pipe before I put it up there.
Oh, yeah. I see. Yeah, I see. You weren't troubled about that.
Might not have as much. Well, you see how much that sky?
Very level.
Very level, and I get that piece out, that piece I've come. And then you can take that one if you want back.
All right. That costs a dollar and...
dollar and something.
And something.
I'm going to get...
dollar and 65 cents.
This thing together, good. So we get the right measure.
Let me see. Which one you want? I get it.
I got it. I'm going to get everything right before we cut anything. That pipe, you know, it should come out there. So we don't see that piece. You hold that right there.
Got it.
See if I need to cut this. Cut it right there.
You have a sharp your tin cutter?
No. No sharp, but it's brand new. Turn it around. about to go up yonder. Let me, I'm gonna be up there. Have you got about a 60-penny needle now? I think I can hold it right here. I don't think about it going over.
A what?
About a 60-penny nail.
60-penny?
Mm-hmm, big one. About like that.
I've got some of those you gave me, but where are they?
Well, I don't believe in them.
They're huge.
Huh?
Those are great big things you gave me.
That's too big. I think that we'll make out.
I've got some
20s and 30s
out there.
Well, we're waiting for them.
Well, I have
looked
for them. I
think
I know where they are.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see, now we've got the ladder over here.
See that tiny goblin just a little bit, at least that stovepipe. Does that bother you? Your towel around. That's what I do when I'm working.
That's what I've been doing with it, yeah. Turn that curtain on out there, did you? Or were you paying attention?
I wasn't paying attention.
You pulled a tomato. Kind of. You got a light plug over that way, or one over here?
Yeah, on your right.
Well, let's see. Now, give me this wire here. This one right here. Give me that other line. Let's see if it's long enough to come over here.
Mm-hmm.
That other cord. Right down there by the fan. Comes right out the bottom of the fan right there.
Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm. How long is it?
Yeah.
That's it. That little drop cord, and then it's good. Not a
short one.
Hmm?
I don't have a short one.
Well, just any kind of just crawl through here. Let's see.
That's one thing you don't get. A short water hose or a short extension cord, drop cord, you have to make them yourself if you get them.
Let's see, we'll do it this way. You're going to go about it then. Looks like that, you can plug that, plug in it over there. We'll put it down. Have a piece of sandpaper, just a little bitty piece.
Out there in the trailer.
Oh, what call one of these here? A dish, let's see, what do you call this thing? I don't know, something like in the claw or something like that. I don't know, I'll just see if I can work it.
This stuff here wouldn't work, would it?
Huh? Mm-hmm.
This dish stuff wouldn't work, would it?
Babble, not babble. What do you call that thing? I can't think of it right this minute. What it is. It looks just like screen wire, but it ain't.
No, just plain old sandpaper is all I have there. Yeah.
I guess I shouldn't have put that paint on this thing. I need to look at mine. Get it all good, though.
Oh, that emery paper. I don't have any heavy, John. All I got is a light sandpaper. I'll get some of that going.
Light sandpaper?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be all right.
Please,
get it off.
Please, I'll try to find it. I'll try to find it.
Okay. Okay. Yep. I don't light up yet.
Lucky.
Lucky, yeah. I don't need it. That's a little piece. Put the kerosene coming in and let it light up. Yeah, look down in here. You just looking through the glass. See right down in yonder? See that red?
Yeah.
See that?
Yeah.
You see it light up by itself?
Yeah.
That's the way it works. Well, I'm still going to put that little paint on here. That can get it all. You don't never wipe that thing off there with a wet rag. Because that's not glass.
Of course not.
No, I don't know just exactly what the color is. Not glass, it's something else. If you wipe it off with wet glass, it'll pop.
Oh, will it?
Yeah, it'll bust. I got another self-lighter. Both pieces. And I think I got another door somewhere or another. One in here.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if that gets broken again. Yeah. A little tricky. Now it's going to smoke just a little bit. Look how that pipe there. And the heater a little bit. Well, I painted it.
Oh, yeah.
That's the self-lighter went off. You hit crack?
Or it did.
That's the self-lighter turned off. Just in.
So it just burns what it's got and...
Well, in other words, it gets hot and there's a thermostat down there.
Yeah.
That thermostat turns it off.
Yeah. So just whatever's in there, it burns out.
Mm-hmm. And that fan over there, it's automatic. You don't have to turn it on. It turns it on there.
Yeah.
It's thermostat. As long as it's plugged in over there.
And it's been doing that for 18 years.
Been doing that for 18 years. I got a brand new lighter. The piece that goes in the pot and the piece that goes behind that square box back there. Brand new. Cost me $19 and something. And what good is it to me? You never give out.
Mm-hmm.
You're still at it.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to, J.R., you don't have to do anything to that.
Well, you don't have to do nothing to it. You know what makes them wear out and tear up?
No.
If somebody fooling them or doing something about it.
Yeah, I guess
that's
so.
That's what makes them mess up.
Well, let me tell you. One thing I never do, I never leave the house with a fire on.
Yeah.
Out here, not in town I do.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I tell you, that right, that thing right there is just as safe as that stool right there. In other words, it's got a thing in that carburetor down there, and anything was to happen out here, it would automatically go out.
Yeah.
It'd go out.
Yeah.
A lot of people say, oh, them heaters is what burns people's houses down. No, it don't. That ain't what burns it down. These old kerosene wick heaters is the one that...
Oh, yeah.
...that burned the house up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they'll do it in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
Even a brand new one.
Even a brand new one will go haywire. And them old kerosene wick heaters, they good about burning your house down. It'll keep flooding. That's what, out on the floor it comes and runs.
Mm-hmm.
And that fire follows.
Now, if ain't anybody there, it's just too bad.
It's just too wet to plow, then.
I understand they're against the law.
Against the law to have them, huh? In the house. I imagine whenever I turn on that kerosene out there, well, kerosene was already there. And when I turned it on, it just went right on in the carburetor, and we didn't hear it, but it would do like that. That's air. Push it up the float.
Yeah.
So the very minute I turned it on that while ago, the kerosene was in that pot. It done got there.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what we might have to do. We may have to build a scaffold out there and cut in on the other side of that pipe and make that hole bigger that's coming in here. And the only way we can do it would be to cut a hole in that pipe on the other side.
Yeah.
And then take a punch and knock it out. And make the hole bigger than what it is. But that hole that's up there, it's a bit bigger than that.
Yeah.
It should be 6 inches.
Yeah.
And if we just cut the top out of it, top part of it, it'll be all right.
And you can do it from inside?
Yeah, I believe we can. But I got a good, strong, heavy ladder that we can put it over the heater.
Oh, yeah.
Or behind it.
Yeah.
Take the pipe down and get it behind it. And I can go up there and knock it out from up there. I got a long punch.
Yeah. You know, we didn't need all that stuff out there anyhow. All we needed was one of them like you made for the fellow over there in front of old Jack Herring's, where he used to live over there and had those pigs. But, yeah, you know, just a little light tin.
Downdraft cap?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all we need.
The draft don't look like it's suiting you?
Can't tell yet. The heater ain't got hot yet.
Oh.
It ain't got hot enough for that fan to come on yet.
Oh. Did you ever have a attic fan?
No, sir. I ain't had no attic fan.
Well, I tell you, they sure are handy. Now, you take, if you got some odor or something in the kitchen.
You can draw it out.
You can draw it out in just a minute.
But the thing about an attic fan, though, if you got a heater in the house and you got it to burn it, it'll draw that fire out, too.
Oh,
yes, sir. And blow it up.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir, it'll do it. I don't think it does. You just take a, well now you take a, just an old regular fan and just blow it out that door right there. That's
yeah.
all right.
Yeah.
But don't have nothing sucking.
Oh.
Because it's sucking and it sucked that fire out.
Yeah.
It suck it out through that draft regulator over there. And when it sucks it out, and then the very minute it comes back, oh, whoom! It don't do nothing but blow the pipe down. That's all it'll do is blow the pipe down.
Yeah.
It won't hurt nothing, but it'll light back. Though,
yeah, you think it's going to do
and
something.
It'll light back, and then first thing you know, that thing will suck it out again. And it might stay out the next time.
How long would it take to suck it out?
About 10 minutes.
Yeah.
About 10 minutes to move.
Yeah.
Well, we got a million and one of these old sacks up here. And I get me some of them and use them for sweat rags.
Yeah.
Put them in my garage.
Oh, yeah.
When it gets dirty, well, I turn it wrong side out with it. It's clean again.
Yeah, you can watch that. Yeah.
See that fire coming up there?
Yeah. See, she's going, Faye. Just looking down there.
Don't tell me.
Yeah, just look in there.
I will.
See there? And he didn't use a match.
I didn't use no match. He moved the door.
Didn't he? What'd you do?
Just cut a self lighter.
You just turn it?
Got a dial back there. You turn that dial wide open for half a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Back down to low and light it. It'll light its own self. When you look in, that's a red thing down in the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm.
And first thing, it'll go just like that. It'll light right up.
I'm awesome.
What do you call the dial there?
It's a dial right there.
Right here.
Yeah, see, it's on medium there now.
Yeah.
Bring it up.
Yeah.
It's on medium. Yeah. There's low around there.
Yeah.
But see now, that's on off, see?
Yeah.
Turn it wide open, but I'm turning it back up to medium because I want to burn this paint off the here.
Yeah, I begin to smell the paint off.
Mm-hmm. I smell it.
Now, to start it though, you put it up to high.
Turn it wide open up to high.
To get some of
the. To get the kerosene in there, and then turn it back down to low, where it says low.
Yeah.
And that dial, that's the dial, that's the go by that thing right there.
Yeah,
turn it back down to low on that thing left.
Yeah.
And then it'll light up its own self.
And just watch it.
And then you watch it.
If you want to turn it off, just turn it off.
Just turn it off, yeah.
And that'll cut off the kerosene.
Also, you can raise that latch on the carburetor down there if you want to. If you don't to, you ain't got to.
You got to double.
I ain't never raised it.
You never have?
I ain't never raised it. Well, that's doing mighty good. But the smaller that hole is, I'll tell them.
Maybe that's, yeah.
I still say, though, we should make that hole bigger. That hole's too small. But see, you don't want to do nothing to it to smut it up. And it ain't never had no smut in it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, I see if you got
it. It ain't never been clean.
Unless you got a draft, though. It'll...
If you got a good draft, you don't never have no smut.
So you think the hole should be a little bigger?
I say the top of that hole, back over in yon, should be bigger than that. Well, that hole that's in there, it ain't a bit bigger around than that. But I got up there and looked at it.
Yeah.
Of course, I haven't looked at it from the outside, but, I don't know whether they got a... Is that a T up there? In that one place? Ain't that a T?
I don't know.
Don't the pipe go all the way up, kind of, and then to a T, and then goes on up? Well, you haven't never paid no attention to it.
Thank you. They come in pretty fast.
Now, what did you say we could do?
Out there where that key is.
Yeah.
Well, we can knock that thing off of there.
Just knock
and
that.
Knock that round thing off. Got to be mighty careful about knocking it off.
Yeah.
Knock it off, and then make that hole 6 inches, and put a long. Just keep, better keep that joint apart. So we may have to use some hemp alkyl, and let it go right on in that flue, and then put that corking compound and whatnot around it. And I got the corking compound, and I got the stuff to go around it. And that'd make it perfect.
Yeah.
I didn't know that that pipe went out there and missed it that far.
I didn't either.
But I know I seen that round hole. You see how blue that flower is? Look at that. That's as blue as blue can get. And it ain't even hooked up to the flue out there. Just what pipe from there on out the corner.
Yeah. But you couldn't have...
See that smoke coming over there?
Yeah.
That'll quit that after a while.
Yeah. Now I can pull that off if you want.
What?
Pull this out.
No, uh-uh. I tell you, if you got a window, where you at it, fan upstairs?
Mm-hmm.
Turn it on for about... about 5 minutes.
Okay.
I'll call us if that you can't get well that one of the top bar the way it come down.
Don't you?
Yes, I feel it.
Look at that. It's pulling that out.
No, it ain't pulling out. It ain't affected it done yet. That automatic fan just come on over here. I think I done had it burning one time. I think I had it burning out in the garage. Burnt some of that pink smell off it.
Mm-hmm. When I see how fast that stuff leaves,
mm-hmm.
See? It was thick when I came back it down.
Yeah.
There's some up in the top of there. Enough for
it. Come on.
Yeah.
It's just about to smoke.
Yeah. You want to cut it off
a minute
now?
I don't know. It don't seem to be affecting it so far. Not right this minute, it ain't.
Yeah?
We just won't do it too much at one time.
But it'd be better just go ahead and burn it until they burn that off of there, and then it won't ever smoke no more. smoking. I don't see any. Well, if I painted, I dressed 2-3 years ago. And I painted again. Before that. And I kept it covered up. Has that big old garbage bag on top of it.
Yeah, that ought to handle it.
And nothing, no dirt daubers, nothing, couldn't build no nest in it. Even had one on the bottom and it sitting in it.
Oh man, they'll get in anything.
Yes, well, they sure will. Get right in the pipe and get kerosene line. Stop it up right now. That's medium, and you wouldn't have to burn that on medium very long.
No.
Look at that shade, that curtain right there.
Yeah.
Think that big fan's doing it?
Yeah, it's probably helping, but I'll turn it back on for a minute. Yeah, this thing here, them two filters there burn clear on up the top, and these three over here just burn down the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Stopped up.
Yeah, where do you unstop it?
Right down the top?
Huh?
Right up down the top? Got a bunch of little old bee holes down in there. You take an old safety pin, you get it out in them holes.
Is that all you got to do?
That's all you got to do. And then another thing, it may be such a thing is around there where you light it, that air vent might be stopped up with spider web.
Oh.
Well, I got it. It won't bite nobody.
I'll get into that and see.
You know how to take them things out of there, don't you? Those grates.
They just pull out.
Maybe you shove them backwards and then pick them up and pull them out.
Oh, is that the way you do it?
Yeah, it's got a little rod up in the top. Take them things in the front out first. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Watch out now, be easy, man, so you can show
back. They break easy.
Yes, and you couldn't find one nowhere. You see,
oh, yeah.
You hold down in there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Get an old safety pin.
Yeah.
And just give it in them holes. Take them all out of there.
Yeah.
Give it in every one of them holes.
Yeah.
All up and down. That stuff will fall down the bottom of it.
Yeah.
And more than likely, that's just exactly what's wrong with it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'll turn them down, man. Huh?
I'll check that vent and see if it's.
I got one of them big lights like that, but the switch went haywire, and I just put me a switch off one of these fans on it.
Oh, really?
Well, it just pulled the other thing. Just flip it on the side. But now, if that fan wants to blow all the time, you know, that side, he just putting out too much heat. You just unplug the fan, just unplug it down there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can stop the fan.
Yeah.
When I come back out here and pick that up there, well, I bring some 3-in-1 oil. And read it again.
Right.
I say a little oil in it about every 2 months and enough.
In the fan.
Yeah. In other words, there's a whole one there and one up yonder in the top.
I want to see where they are.
Well, I can show them to you and then you know where they're at. There's one right there.
Oh, I see.
And there's the other one over in there.
Yeah, I see.
You can see it. I tell you how you put the oil in that. Took your baboon skull.
Yeah.
Just stick it down in it. Put
I
it down
got
in
it
the hole. I know, stick it down the hole and just put the oil right on the baboon skull. Yeah. Just run right in the hole.
I got along.
Bigger.
Would that do it?
Mm, that'd do it.
I go around growing, you know.
Huh?
I go around growing in it just
well, I'm groaning, I'm going, I'm hurting, I know that much.
Well,
pretty much. much nerve to come telling you what to do.
No.
Well, the wife, but she had to be the treasurer and had to pay the bills and everything that was sent to him. And he said, she told him, she says, has the church got any money? I don't know whether they have or not. He said, well, you better make arrangements to see if they have got some. And come to find out, she called Rudolph Crown and they didn't even have a dime. And they had sent a bill around there for $17.50 for two filters, now mind you, to go in a drive. $17.50 for two filters. It was just about that long, I'd say about that way, and about that thick. Two of them. $17.50. And I told him, I said, I'll just give you a dozen of them if you want. And I believe the same ones I got out there in the garage, I found a whole box of them. And I believe the ones I got out there in the garage just exactly like them they put in that drive. And the drive didn't need them no time. I think I did take them out in the yard and take water hose and wash them out and put them right back in there. That's all you got to do.
You see some funny things going on, don't you?
Yes, sir. You see a lot of funny things going on.
Yeah.
Well, that thing is really doing a good job.
I tell you, that's...
You got it hooked up to the flute.
Yeah, not even hooked up to the flute, eh? It's this far from the
flute. Like that much.
The stovepipe sticks out of it.
They ain't never hooked up to it.
House, and it's this far from the
I'm all
right. The pipe ain't never went to the flue out there. Ain't never been out there. Don't you know when I put that elbow in it up there, put the pipe in there and hit it with my hand,
yeah.
And I knocked it about that much further on out there,
yeah.
And I said, well, I'm going to have to pull it back. It wouldn't do me no good to pull it back, because it wasn't even in it out there.
Right.
And he's just doing perfect. And they even hooked up to the glue. It's out there. It goes out, y'all.
And you
got to
make a little bigger hole out there.
You
got
to make a bigger hole in that pipe out there.
Uh-huh.
Well, that hole out down in that pipe is just about that big one.
Yeah.
And it's got to be 6 inches. If you don't, it cuts the draft down.
I see.
But it's got a perfect draft around there, and they ain't even hooked up.
Yeah.
Well, what about
that? Well, maybe that chimney's pretty good after all.
Yeah. I got a... extension ladder, just one piece of it, and I'll bring it.
I got a 12-foot ladder.
Mm-hmm.
I got a 12-foot.
Extension ladder?
12-foot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's not enough?
Yeah, I guess 12-foot would be all right. But is it good and steady?
Yeah.
I think about bringing mine, it's brand new.
Well, this is good. It's solid. It's regular extension ladder type of
mm-hmm.
thing, you know. But it's just a 12-foot
mm-hmm.
part of it.
I've been hanging more than about 12-foot up there. Ain't 12-foot at home yet. But I can't step there very long.
Yeah.
Got some old
well,
right
yeah, you can reach up a little way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I don't have to be right at that hole, because when you go to plastering stuff and putting that pipe in there, well, you got to beat on it too much.
I don't believe that 12-foot one would quite do it then.
Because
you see
this
ceiling's 10-foot.
Mm-hmm. And the ground down, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I got a ladder. And I can get my son-in-law step ladder, and that would make it, my feet set on it better.
Yeah.
He's got about a 12 or 15-foot. Step ladder with them boards about that wide.
Oh, really?
There. And my feet were
yeah.
on there.
Yeah.
That's burning all right.
That's burning nice.
Yes, sir. So what we're going to have to do is get that right out of the corner. We're going to bang it down a little bit further. I'm going to bang it down with one. I'm going to see what one looks like.
That's about as low as you can.
One on that carburetor, too. That's as low as you can bring it. I believe
seemed like me I used to burn on one all night long.
Yeah.
I think that's why I used to burn it on one all night long.
Yeah.
We ain't got no such thing as power, but when you put that thing down, that puts the heat out up here. It forces the heat out up top. And when that thing here is up, heat comes out this way. It goes that way. See this thing right here? When that's down, the heat comes out up here.
Yeah.
It's sucking it up. It's sucking it off the bottom of the heater and putting it out up here.
Yeah.
But when they send it up like that, the heat's coming out down here and shooting it out here.
Yeah. Yeah.
In other words, the heater's putting out too much heat. That fan keeps on going. But it should. After I get it down, I'm gonna try to see if it'll shut off. If it does shut off, it'll crack up every once in a while. And run a little bit, quit. Run a little bit, quit. It might quit running for a long time before it'll build up enough pressure down there to turn back on.
Uh-huh.
That low fire is perfect. You ever seen a turtle dove down the field?
Mm-mm.
We never seen
one. All gone. Used to be full of them out there.
Mm-hmm.
I think I saw one set of quail this whole season.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't last long.
Well, if you go around out there and just stay, look like this. Don't do nothing there. You do that about 2-3 times. And if you walk around down there, we'll do it again. First thing you know, there'll be one over there and he'll answer you. He thinks you or he.
Yeah.
And he'll answer you. And you can find out how many quails around.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. But don't take long. You got like a hoot owl. I'd go out there and hear one, like I heard that machine. I'd go out in that backyard and bring him right up in that backyard.
Can you do it?
Yes, sir. I'd bring him right up there. And he'll go up there every night. Every night it rolls until he finds out I ain't out there. When he'll quit coming.
Yeah.
I brought one up to the house night before last.
Oh, really? Up to your house?
Up to my house, up on that light pole out there in front of the house.
Robert, you have some owls over there?
Who does? I hear them all the time over there. That's a classic low fire. I've seen one. That's just like you do when it's hungry.
And what do you use now for heat?
I use gas stove just like that right now. But we don't burn it all the time.
Yeah.
We just burn it, we come in the afternoon, wife will light it up, and they leave it to about 9 o'clock, turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got plenty of cover on the bed, then we don't have to worry about no heat the next morning. Then I wake up about 4 o'clock, go in there and light it.
Oh.
And we let it burn until about 7 o'clock, turn it out, go on to work.
Yeah.
We get the glue and everything back together. We'll up there like North Beer. I'm going to recheck it. Doing this as perfectly as we can do.
Does Nola eat at home? Is she hungry when she comes home?
No. Not just food comes home.
Well, I mean, does she ever eat a full meal at home?
Every now and then.
she got so much food up there where she works.
Well,
that's for me.
Sometimes you can eat up there, sometimes too. It costs her just like it does anybody else.
It does?
Yes, sir. I'm gonna raise the slats on the carburetor. And let's see now tomorrow. I tell you, dark catches so quick in the afternoon. I'm just thinking, I'm thinking on getting off a little early Friday evening.
Yeah.
And I'll come down here Friday evening.
All right.
And we'll get it straight. That suit me a little better, because if I should take them all in when I come in, well, I got 2-3 lawnmowers I got to get out. And it dark catches you too quick in the afternoon.
Yeah.
You take me working up there, well, you got to do your work as quick as you can anyhow.
Yeah, you don't have to do it.
Don't that stuff
light.
Set up on you.
Yeah.
I got some of that, I don't know what you call it, but you mix it up with water and milk. Yeah. And you're talking about something getting hard, getting nasty, going to get hard.
Yeah.
This is harder than the hard in that stuff out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll use coughing compound too, see.
I want to see that.
Well, I'll mix it up at home. But I'll have it fixed. Thin enough that it won't set up on me until I get ready to use it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to go out now. Another thing, they think you turn it out and you got to wait at least 25 minutes or more before you relight it.
Yeah. You got to let it cool off now.
Yeah, let it cool off. Well, I get my stuff out, kind of stuff. I want to hold that piece of pipe that I got a chart, cut chart. Well, I'll see you.
See you Friday.
I'll see you Friday.
All right.
Well,
that'll give you a chance to catch up with your lawn boy.
Well, that wouldn't be too much demand for the lawn boy. Let me tell you, Dayon.
Gentlemen, right around 1600, and the end of this session of Putting in the Stove with J.R. Mountain this Tuesday, the 29th of October 74. This Tuesday, the 29th of October 74. This is Channel 1 Right around 1600. Channel 1 Right around 1600, and the end of the session with J.R. Mountain Putting in the Stove in the big kitchen this Tuesday, the 29th of October 74.
Maybe we do need it a little bit.